primero que nada, buenas noches, y segundo, agradecer la ternura, la tremenda ternura con que me trataron en maquillaje. Aída, de tantos años, esa gran maquilladora, la chiquita que me peinó, venía con los pelos que era un carpincho. Gracias, compañeras de trabajo. Qué lindo es ir a un lugar y encontrar amor en el trabajo. He vivido toda la vida añorando ternura, que es el mejor de los sentimientos porque comprende amor, pasión. Ternura, los franceses dijeran tendresse. Decía, doctor.
¿Yo te traté mal?
No, sos un farsante y dejate los bigotes.
Asombraron al mundo desde Tokio. La nota que usted pidió volver a ver. Exclusivo. El padre.
Rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Didn't I say that?
No, Liza, you didn't say that. You didn't even say that. Every
19 en la segunda edición. Cambiamos de tema.
Qué miseria, chico. Qué miseria. ¿Sabe lo que tenían para comer? Empanadas. Tres. Me partieron el alma. Tres.
Podría decir que quiero sacar al Milhouse que hay en Nelson, pero yo soy todo Milhouse.
Enviar embajadores.
I remember being very scared to it because an Icelandic poet told me that not like in cinemas where the thing that throws the picture from it just sends lights on the screen. But this is different. This is millions and millions of little screens who send a light on you. Some sort of electrical light, I'm not really sure. But because there's so many of them, and in fact you're watching very, very many frames when you're watching TV. Your head is very busy all the time to calculate and put it all together into one picture. And then, because you're so busy doing that, you don't watch very carefully what the program that you're watching is really about. So you become hypnotized. So all that's on TV, it just goes directly into your brain. And you stop judging if it's right or not. So you just swallow and swallow. This is what an Icelandic poet told me once, and I became so scared to television that I always got headaches when I watched it. But then later on, when I got my Danish book on television, I stopped being afraid because I read the truth, and that's the scientific truth, which is much better. You shouldn't let poets lie to you.